Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the man who might be dying in 2 weeks, the king of comedy, Dakota.
Oh my gosh. And I am Sherry Cook, and what the heck are you talking about dying in 2 weeks? What's going on with you?
I got corona now. I thought after the election was over, you didn't get more.
Oh, I feel horrible, you poor thing. I had it before. It's not fun. Have you been getting any symptoms yet? Or?
No, I haven't.
Well,
I haven't.
So
no symptoms yet, so I've been lucky with that one.
Now, have you had fevers? I mean, what made you get tested? How did you find out? What's the deal?
I have to get tested at my work twice a week.
Wow. So your work found out you had it?
Yeah, so I found out. I get tested up there twice a week.
Weird. But you have no symptoms?
Nope.
Now,
I get an unpaid, sweet 2 week vacation now. So, yeah, that's always awesome, I guess. You know, not to get paid. I'm a little ticked about the situation because I wanted them to retest me because everybody in the kitchen, there was 4 people that tested positive, and they all have symptoms. They're all sick. They're all, you know, like the whole 9 yards. I'm the only one that has no symptoms and nothing wrong with me, and I want to be retested, and they won't do it.
Wow. Well, I know in the beginning when I had first gotten it, I lost taste of smell. And then, like, a few days later, I lost taste. Like, I couldn't taste anything. So you're still able to smell and taste everything okay?
Yeah. Like, there's nothing wrong with me. Like, I don't feel sick. I don't feel like there's anything wrong. There's, like, nothing wrong. I was surprised yesterday. I go to get my test taken. And the weird thing about it, here's what's throwing me off of everything. And I'll talk to you more off air about this because, like, I don't really want to talk about some of this on air. But
that's okay.
I feel like there's something going on with some shit because sometimes it's supposed to take these tests 10 to 15 minutes to come back. Mine was back in 2 minutes before I even left the parking lot.
Wow. Maybe they mixed you up with someone, I'm thinking. No.
Maybe. Somebody else said the same thing, so I don't know. Somebody else was like, maybe they mixed you up with somebody, and I was like, that's why I'm trying to get retested.
Wow, that's weird, because it took me like 4 days before I even got a result back. Weird. I didn't know they could find out that fast.
Right. Well, some kind of rapid testing crap they supposedly have now, which I don't know. Like, I honestly don't know.
Well, Dakota, I mean, honest to God, I just hope that you are okay. You don't get all the symptoms. Maybe you're just one of the people who are a carrier, and just be real careful. You know, it's definitely something not to mess around with. And find out your facts. I would totally find out your facts and just be careful. It's weird because you have been saying for months how much you're trying to be careful and stay away from COVID, and I really don't see how you could have gotten it because I know you, and I know you wear your mask, and you're very careful. So I'm trying to figure this out.
That was one of the things I'm going to talk to you off air about later because I think I know how I ended up getting it, and the way I ended up getting it, I can't really talk about on air because it's some stupidity. Nothing I did. Put it that way. It was nothing I did. It was lack of something else that some other people did.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, let's talk about that later. But anyways, we hope you don't experience all that. And if you do, please keep us updated. We want to know how you're doing and how this next, 12 days is probably going for you. So in the meanwhile, we can do shows, and that's one of the exciting things. We will keep you busy. And I hope all of you out there are being safe and trying to keep yourself protected from catching COVID as well. So it's a real hard time. This year has been extremely crazy, and we got to stay positive, right? We got to stay positive. So tonight, Dakota, I did want to talk to you about something. You have a talent, and you are a stand-up comedian, which is not something that everyone can do. And, of course, not, no. But in the next few days, I'm sure you're going to have enough time to start writing, and I noticed you started writing jokes again, and they are pretty funny. And I just want to say, today is Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. And I want to say, I think you have a really unique talent. You're very funny. You look at things from outside the box, inside the box, and around the box. And I just think you have some really cool stuff. So I want to celebrate today for you and your incredible talent as a comedian.
Is it because I'm about to die in 2 weeks? You just say it. We get it out of the way, all right? I mean, I ate Burger King last night just for that. Not the not the Impossible Whopper, though. I ate real food, but still.
So let me ask, if you lose that sense of taste, would you actually try an Impossible Whopper? That's the question.
No.
That's the next question. No.
Okay.
It's not entering your body. No, it's which way or how, right?
Right.
You know, my daughter got mad at me because she loves beef, okay? She absolutely does. And, of course, I can't eat it, right? So all these meals I've been really creative with, I'm starting to make up some meals. And I use a lot of ground turkey. And I try to sneak it into food as if it's burger to see if she'd know the difference. And, oh, yeah, she gives me hell about it. She definitely knows the difference. And I'm looking for that one food I can sneak by her and see if she thinks it's beef. So we'll try again.
Try the plant beef.
I'm going to try it. I noticed that they sell plant-based taco meat, okay? So I actually tried it, and it didn't taste too bad. It actually tasted a lot like taco meat, so using beef. So I'm going to try this in a taco one day and see if she can tell the difference. It's just kind of funny.
There you go. If she gets mad, though, you got to film it because I want to see this.
Yeah. Next time I will film her trying the plant-based taco meat. Yeah, see if she can tell the difference. But most of the time, the poor kid, I mean, she works overnight, so she gets up at 9 o'clock at night. It's morning to her, and I always have, like, a meal, you know, like, it's like dinner time. So she eats dinner for breakfast and breakfast for dinner. She's just on the opposite. So she'll be half awake when she tries to tackle me, and it might be more to my advantage here, flip it by her, what do you think?
There you go. That, right there. That's your good chance of getting rid of them. Get her half asleep. Throw some turkey tacos at her. She'll be all right.
Some people will be like, "Hey, you know, for breakfast," but you know, you'd be amazed. This my daughter will eat anything.
A, there's never no wrong time to eat tacos. B, there's never no wrong time to eat tacos. And C, there's never no wrong time to eat tacos.
I totally agree. Tacos rock.
So besides me, what's new with you? It's been, a few days since we've done the show?
Yeah, it's been a few days. Been real busy. Just trying, you know, trying to get cars done for the winter. You know, it's not easy to do because you got to get up north here. We have to get, you know, studded tires put on the car. You want to get those oil changes in, car inspection. You know, you don't want to be fussing with all this stuff in the cold and snow. So it's like, pulled out our shovels, got those cars ready. You know, it hasn't snowed yet. But, I mean, well, we had a dusting, but it melted. And but we know it's coming. You know, it's going to get here sooner than later. And also thinking about Christmas and Thanksgiving this week, you know, there's a lot going on. You had to go shopping. You want to be careful. You know, get your turkey, all your fixings for it. And it's been a really busy week. I got just about most of my Christmas shopping done. So I'm happy about that.
That's good.
Use more. But,
That's good. That's good. Yeah, it's been a interesting week for me too. I worked all of last week pretty much. Everything seemed like it was going great. And yeah.
No, I feel so bad for you, but you were working like 10 to 12 days straight there for a while.
Yeah.
So this has been
I think that's another reason why I was one of the ones that ended up getting it. It's because I've been there working like nonstop for the last couple weeks.
Right.
So, but yeah, like I said, it was nothing I did personally that ended up getting in. Like, I would not have my mask on or nothing like that. It was, I don't know how to say this without coming across like an asshole to these people. It was lack of other people, put it that way. It was lack of other people trying, I guess is the best way of putting it.
Right. Well, there's a lot of people. I even, you know, I don't know how this one guy was able to walk around a pharmacy and he didn't wear a mask. I'm still trying to figure that one out. But a lot of people just aren't taking it seriously enough.
Right.
You know,
well, see, that's exactly what it is like, you got the younger people that are like, well, you know, it's a big survival rate, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like, that's nice and all, but you still don't want it. That's like, okay, it's like with me. If I get kicked in the nuts, right, it's a big survival rate. I'm going to survive getting kicked in the nuts. But do I want to get kicked in the nuts? No, I don't. So,
exactly.
You know, but
why would you
like I said, I've been one of the lucky ones with it and haven't had no symptoms. I haven't had any issues yet, you know, anything like that. I forget what the name of the place is. It's like the government medical thing that calls you when you get put on the list because they call you every day to check on you and stuff like that. And they ask you the most randomly stupidest questions ever. Like, they ask me if I'm Mexican. Like, what the hell? What's being Mexican have to do with it? Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, well, I'm not, but what's that have to do with anything? Well, what race are you? I'm like, I'm Caucasian? What? I'm sitting there thinking, is it because my ID's from Arizona? They just think I'm Mexican? What's going on here?
Yeah, that's weird, huh?
It's like they were asking me random questions. I'm just like, what the hell? Like, do you ever been alligator wrestling? You know, shit like that. I'm just like, what? No, I've never fought a gator before. That's all right.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, but the people, they're not taking it serious enough, and people are starting to get sick. There's a rise in cases over the past few days, and obviously, unfortunately, you're one of those cases. Your state is actually at 54,000 people in the last few days, and Massachusetts is at 35. So we're not too far behind you, but that's a lot of cases. Real life.
Right.
So, you know, North Dakota is really up there. They're number one on the list right now. And this was updated today at 12:15 p.m. today. North Dakota was rated one of the highest case states. And the state with the least amount is, let's see. The Virgin Islands. Oh, wait, sorry, Hawaii.
I can see that because Hawaii already, they have a quarantine when you come in there anyways, pretty much. Like, you're not allowed to, like, bring random things into Hawaii and stuff like that. So I can understand Hawaii not having a big, you know, big outbreak of it. But if it did ever have an outbreak, they're screwed because, you know, it's an island, so.
Right. I'm pretty impressed that, you know, people being so dense in New York City, they're only at 28, and all of Florida is at 35. So I'm kind of impressed that New York City is doing so well, actually.
Right.
That's good. Very good.
You think a bigger city would have more cases in it.
Exactly. They're so close. You know, you look at pictures of New York City. Like, I've been there a few times, but I don't know how it is since COVID started. But you know, they have to walk in the streets and they're so close together. It's like, wow, like anyone could just pass it to 1,000 or more people, you know. So,
right.
But that's good. It's really good that they're taking care of themselves. Wyoming's up there, Mexico is up there, South Dakota's up there, Minnesota's up there, Iowa, Montana, Wisconsin, and Utah and Nebraska are all huge with the cases right now. So.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of weird. It's like that whole little sector. You know, the states that are all touching each other. Yeah. It makes you wonder. And, you know, they say, like, oh, the sun helps kill it if you have it, and sit in the sun, blah, blah, blah. Well, I want to know why Florida has so many. That's a sunshine state right there. If you've got
right.
it, I don't want to see it. You know? Anyways.
If that's the case, then Arizona wouldn't have any cases at all in California, because it's always sunny.
Let me look for you. California's at 29, which is really good. And you said Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Arizona's at 50. So Arizona's way up there. Tennessee is 54. Arizona's at 50. 50,000.
So the sunshine thing might not be real then. Because if you ain't getting no sun in Arizona, then you're not in Arizona.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, oh, the sunshine helps kill COVID and drinking hot fluids. Like, these people in the seas are already high. They're out in the sun and they have it, like, a lot. So I don't know. Maybe it's the people who don't go outside.
Right. I've been drinking a lot of cold water, so I think that's what's been helping me. And then I have a lot of allergies to begin with, so I'm always taking allergy medicine. So I think that might help me out a little bit, too.
Yeah.
But as of now, you know, I've been lucky, no symptoms. And there's, like, a lot of symptoms out there. They read them all off to me today as they're telling me. I guess they're going to call me every day to make sure I don't have any symptoms or something. But
right.
It's crazy, though. It's like, does your fart smell like cinnamon? That's a symptom. Do you do this? That's a symptom. Do you sleep past 9 o'clock? That's a symptom. And it's like, holy fuck.
I mean, you don't even have, like, a fever or...
Nope.
Your lungs don't hurt, do they? Like, a little bit? Like, heavy chest or anything?
Nope. Like, I
wow.
feel fine.
That's
the weird thing about it all is, like, I have no symptoms whatsoever, and the other people that tested positive and then did... Like, they're all sick, you know, like, sick from it. Not, like, dying or anything like that. I don't want to get that started, but, like, they all have, you know, like a cold, more or less. And me, I'm the only one that had nothing. And you think with all my allergies and stuff, I would be one of the ones that would have a cold or at least something from it.
Right. Interesting. So, do you guys have, like, a drive-up pharmacy where you can get a COVID test? We actually have these up here at Memphis. Huh?
No, but the way I take it, though, once you test positive, you can't test again for 3 months or just show positive. That's what the thing is at my work about it. I don't know how true this is because to me it doesn't make any sense. And
no.
I really don't think anybody knows what the fuck's going on with anything. I think people are just making up different things. It's like me saying, hey, if you drink Kool-Aid, you ain't going to catch it, you know? Something like that. It's
right.
just I think it's he said, she said on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, I think you. Too bad you couldn't, like, go to one of those drive-up testing spots and actually get a true test right then and there. Because, you know, that's not part of the work doing it. That's someone else doing it. And you might actually have a different result. It's curious. I would like to know. You know, if it's the same, okay, I get it. Then you're just a carrier. But it would be interesting to see if they were wrong on this.
Right, because what was also weird was I just passed the test Thursday. So somehow I caught it between Thursday and yesterday.
Yeah, I think they messed up. I think they pulled the wrong person. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I can't argue with him about it. I've tried.
Wait, you took the test Thursday, and they told you yesterday?
No, I took a test yesterday. I take two tests a week up there.
Oh, okay.
Every
okay.
Monday and every Thursday. And I've passed every one since the thing began. We had to take them back in April. And
okay.
Now all of a sudden, and, you know, just like out of the blue, I've tested positive. But, like I said, I wasn't the only one. There was like four or five others that tested positive. Three of them were in the kitchen where I work at. So either somehow I got it from them and I just don't have any symptoms, or there's some suspicious situations going on and I might have to call Scooby-Doo. I don't know yet.
Hmm.
But just to let everybody know, Scooby-Doo on speed dial, and I will be calling his ass if I have to. He's number four on my speed dial list.
Uh-huh.
I make a joke, I didn't get a laugh, the dog laughs because I said Scooby-Doo.
Well, tell me. Tell your joke.
That was the man, never mind. You just ruined the bit. I quit. I'm going home. I'm taking my ball and going home.
You know why I missed it? I was doing something for you. I went and looked at the COVID testing sites anywhere you live. Just to see if there is any. Like, I'm trying to help you out, man. Just rapid testing in your area. And I was going to send you the info. Kind of help you out.
Taking my ball and going home. Gosh.
Okay.
I don't know. I got some, to me, I got a strange feeling about the whole situation. I've talked to a few others about it, and they feel the same way. And, But anyways, let's hot topics. I don't have another topic to hop to, but let's on something positive besides me.
Good one. I caught on to that one. See, you got it. Get it? You got it?
Yeah, I like that too.
You got it?
Oh man, I needed that laugh.
So do you have brown hair? You have brown hair.
Brown hair? Yeah, it's like a dirty brown or whatever color. It's like a dirty blonde mix of brown.
Yeah, today's Brownie Locks Day, which actually means people who have brown locks hair is celebrating today and taking pride in having dark hair. I didn't even know there was a day. I mean, you don't even think about that. But anyways, Brown Lock Day. So it's your day on that issue too.
Nice.
Jeez. Now, there is something I got to ask you. It is National Use Even If the Seal is Broken Day. So I'm wondering, do you actually ever use a product that had a broken seal on it?
Not that I can think of.
Like a soda or jar of pickles or something?
If it's like a food product or anything like that, no. Because if I didn't pop the top on it, or if I didn't know somebody that popped the top on it, I'm not going to drink it because that's just, you know. But I'm sure there's been something over the years that was busted open and I've used, but I can't think of anything offhand.
That's
so
funny.
What about you?
Yeah. But you know, one of the things I'm really particular about is the seals on things. Like, if there's no seal, I don't use it. But I had to one day, I'll be honest. It was toothpaste, you know? Like, I opened toothpaste, and usually there's a little silver seal right there. And I used it. And then I thought afterwards, I probably shouldn't have used that. But I had to, so I did. But that's the only thing I can think of. But other than that, no. I mean, I don't use anything that doesn't have this seal on it. Yeah.
Right.
Will happen.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm sure when I was a kid or something, I opened something that was opened, you know what I mean? But nothing I can really just think of offhand.
Yeah. But you know what I hate? Like, I've grandkids. I had kids. I bought them drinks. There's these drinks out there that are kid drinks.
Drink? Sherry, the law is 21. You can't be announcing that on the show.
Oh, shoot. That's right. I'm still, yeah.
I got you. You let them drink root beer. Dang it. There you go. I got you, girl. Wink, wink, nod, nod. All right, continue on.
Yeah. Rescued me. Thank you. Anyhow, I bought those kids drinks at the sports shop to them. Now, figure this one out. Are you ready? Like, anyone can affect the drink with the sports bottle top on. You know, and you look under it, and sometimes there's a seal, and there should be a seal. But in some of the kids' stuff, all they have is that little plastic cap that covers the sports bottle top. There's no seal under that. Like when you buy water, there's no seal on those. But how safe is that? Right? Should everything have a seal? Question.
Well, don't they have that little round thingy-majigger that seals it? Isn't that what that is, too?
On the ones that are capped. But the ones that are sports bottle.
Oh, okay, I got you. You're talking about, like, those, like, kid drinks, right? Like, the little kid drinks?
Yeah. Or water bottle cap. They just have a plastic little cap, and it can easily come off and snap right back on again. There's no protection.
Yeah. That is true. I didn't even think of that. So you don't know if there could be some crazy person going around opening those and looking at them and closing them back up or something.
Could be. I mean, I'm not gonna say there isn't. I've heard people doing bad stuff to foods before. So there could be that crazy person who did that. It was kind of strange. I saw on Facebook one time a lady had bought it in a case of water. And didn't notice till she got home. Okay, now it's still sealed in plastic. They all had their caps on. But what she said that everyone needs to do is squeeze the water, a couple of the water bottles when you go to buy your case, because someone has put a needle through the plastic through the cap and had made a lot of holes in all the caps. I put a needle into it, and when she squeezed it, it came out like fountain, and it was still in the case. So
I would have not even drank one of those bottles to begin with. Then, if she knew somebody like did that, why would she even?
Okay, no, she didn't. No, she was warning everyone to check because the water wasn't spilling out.
Oh, okay. It wasn't her package that it happened to. Like she heard it on the. Okay, I got you. I thought you were saying like she bought this package, and they're like. Hey, somebody went through and stabbed these all with needles, man. Good luck. Something like that.
No, she had bought in the case of water and discovered it when she got home. When she went to open up the case and grabbed one of the waters, the water came squirting out the top. Then she checked all
the I would have threw the whole case away because there's no telling...
Right.
What they, like, A, if it was a needle, there's no telling if it was, like, say, somebody's used syringe or some shit. B, there's no telling what got put in them, if anything did get put in them. Or, you know, because, honestly, I say it could be this. I mean, it could just be something that happened at the factory. You know what I mean? Like, something could have stabbed them at the factory and nobody knew about it. And then they got shipped out. But it's just, if I ever found something like that, I'm throwing the whole case away, going back up to the store, saying something, you know, like, hey, I bought these waters up here, and there's freaking syringe marks in them, man. My water has a heroin problem, and it needs to be fixed.
Exactly. Don't use them, don't drink them, but do look over your products when you buy them. I do that. And one of the things that happened that I thought was completely horrible is I saw this jar of olives. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get olives. I don't normally eat them, but I'll get them for the family. And I'm like, they look kind of appetizing, right? I picked up the jar and looked at the bottom. Now, it was from a company called Bottom Floor Forest Olive. Okay, Bottom Floor. And when I turned the jar over, it's kind of funny, but I saw a fly sticking on the inside to the bottom of the jar. An actual fly. I brought it up to the counter. It was kind of funny because it said bottom floor. And it's like literally like these olives have never been cleaned. They've probably been dropped on the floor or something. I don't know. But there was a fly in the bottom of the jar. It was horrible. So did
check
your food. Yeah. So make sure you check your food when you buy them. You can look in the jar. Like I stand there, I look at it. It takes me sometimes a while to shop. But hey, at least I know I'm getting non-broken seal items.
Right.
But yeah. Have you ever had anything funky happen to something you bought before? Like whether it be fast food, restaurant, or from the grocery store?
Let me think for a second here. I know. This happened out in Arizona, though. So this was a few years ago. We got a can of, I think it was pork and beans, maybe. It was some kind of beans. And when we opened it, some bugs came out of them.
Ew! Were they dead or alive?
So, from what I saw, one crawled out. So I don't know how it got in there and stayed alive. But we took it. We literally went back to the store and was like, "What the fuck?" You know. So
oh, yeah.
I don't know how it happened. I didn't ask questions, but
yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Besides that, that's like the only weird thing I can really think of. I mean, I'm sure there's probably been something else over the years that hit me later on tonight, like, oh, damn, I should have talked about that on air or something, but, you know, nothing I can really think of.
I think because almost everyone I've spoken to, I've been on this topic before, of course, because I've talked about all of the fly. It makes me wonder, like, everyone had a story to tell on this topic. That means there's that much food out there that is contaminated. And we need to be very careful when you open your food. Don't open it in the dark and just eat it. Like, check things out, you know, stuff like that. There's a lady who thought bananas are great, and then she's in the news because there's a black widow that was hiding inside. I mean, you got to look over produce. You got to rinse it off. You know, just take precautions as far as stuff like that, too. You never know what you're bringing into your house.
Right.
Maybe, right?
That would be crazy. Do you have, like, a little list or anything of, like, what's the most craziest thing somebody's ever found inside food?
I can, if you'd like me.
Because I'm curious what's, like, the most craziest thing that was ever found. Like, because you always, like, when I was a kid, I heard a rumor about, like, somebody found a finger in some chili or something before, you know, shit like that.
Oh,
but I don't know how true it is.
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's see. I do remember hearing about that. There was a finger in a chili or something at a Wendy's.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about. I can really tell you a quick story. I have a brother who worked at a stuffing company in South Carolina for a short time, and he said that there's shells and shells of bread, and, of course, they can't keep the mice away because, you know, they have to have the bread out for a certain amount of time before it gets packaged. And so mice run around these loaves of bread, just so you guys know, the toasted bread that goes in the stuffing. And they would just scoop up the mice who had buried in through bread and throw it away. But the mice would run, like, all over the bread. They'd poop on them. And if they saw it, they had to get rid of it. So, yeah, I'm kind of particular about ever buying stuffing again because of that and hearing about that. So always check over your bread and in your stuffings. Like, make sure you look. There's nothing that looks like a foreign object in there.
Right. mainly if I get bread, it's like it's the bread they make at the stores, like the French bread or the Italian bread and stuff, like they make there and put in the loaves and everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So if I find a mouse in my bread, I know where it came from. I could take it back and be like, you guys can have your mouse back.
Exactly. Like, I like local bakeries and I support them anyway, but these big companies where they don't have enough to keep, you know, people away, you know, it's weird. There was a story that came in just now. Sue Cahoun found a stranger's tooth in a Milky Way. Every time she thinks about it,
stranger's tooth in a Milky Way.
Stomach.
That is.
Yes.
Gross.
So, yeah, this is kind of weird. The other thing is, some of these companies that put chocolate out for the holidays, you've got to be careful. Sometimes these companies put the holiday chocolate away in the back till the next year, and they don't sell it. So you need to be careful. Some of these small mom-and-pop shops do it. A woman opened up a chocolate and found maggots in her chocolate.
Oh, wow.
So thank God she was looking at it. Yeah, it was a maggot-infested box of Ferrero Rocher chocolates. I don't even know if I said that right. Half the chocolates are gone before she discovered the maggots that she had been eating and watching TV. Yes.
It was a maggot you were supposed to eat. It's like those suckers that have the bugs in them, you know?
It
was a chocolate-covered maggot. Oh, damn.
That's a bread of memory. We had bought popcorn from a little popcorn truck that sits out here in Pittsfield. At least years ago, it used to sit out there, and some senior citizen would be inside choosing popcorn for $1 a bag. And I would always bring the kids there and we'd get popcorn because it was just support seniors. Support popcorn, we love popcorn, and we'd have a great time. Well, one of the bags of popcorn had brown little maggots in the corner of the bag at the bottom after one of the kids had eaten it. And we had all the popcorn.
So
we've had experience of maggot thing before, yes. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
man.
That popcorn truck is no longer in service, I don't think. I don't know if
that's I wonder why.
So here's a funny one. Another one just came in from Fred Dinegri. I'm sorry if I say your name wrong. Dinegri of Ormond Beach, Florida, began drinking a can of Diet Pepsi, according to CNN. And moments later, he started gagging and dumped the contents of the can into the sink. What came out was like a pink linguine and dark stuff. They ended up looking at it, and it turned out that it was either a frog or a toad.
Wait, what now?
It turned out that it was either a frog or a toad that was inside his Diet Pepsi.
Wow. That takes some skills right there for a frog to hop right into a little bitty hole into a can, man.
Yeah, exactly. Might have been put in there. Who knows? Oh, here's the story. Black Widow in the Grave. The story I heard about. Yeah. The family in New Hampshire are the ones that found the Black Widow spider package of organic grapes. Yep. So be careful when you buy your grapes. Make sure you rinse them off before you put them in your fridge. And
where she messed up at, where this family messed up at, is they got organic. You get the real shit, man. You don't get the organic, fake-ass bullshit. Come on, now. We all know my stance on the show, okay? The real shit, man. The real shit.
That's right. Now, according to CBS News, a Texas woman bit into a razor blade while eating Great Value ice cream purchased at her local Walmart. But be very careful with the Great Value ice cream purchase at Walmart. Now, this happened in 2011. I just want to let you know it was a while ago. The woman wanted Walmart to investigate safety practices. So
was she like getting a whole carton of ice cream and was like, oh, razor blade to the face. No. Because, like, if you scoop some out of the bowl, I'm pretty sure you're going to, like, sort of see it. You know what I mean? Unless it was, like, a small piece of a razor blade or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just scary. Like, I give the kids ice cream all the time. Like, I'm going to start cutting it all off or smushing it before I give it to them. Something, I don't know.
Right.
I bought ice cream one time and there was a piece of plastic in it. Like, it turned out the machine where this ice cream was conducted at, the piece of it had broken off into the ice cream. So it can happen. It can happen.
Now, I do know sometimes people mistake, like, some food products, and people are mistaken, like, it's something that it's not supposed to be, and it is. Like, for example, at my work, this happened a while back, but I knew one of the residents wanted the grilled cheese, right? So the person that was cooking, it wasn't me that day, it was, you know, somebody else, but they wanted two different types of cheese on the grilled cheese. So somebody put Swiss cheddar on there, which means a weird combo, but it's whatever. And the person, they, you know, the sandwich goes out, everything like that. They send it back, ripped up, and was like, there's paper in my sandwich. And it's the white from the cheese. So I do know, you know, some people do make mistakes and shit like that with the with food. But.
I did that one time as a joke to someone. I left the wrap, the plastic on the cheese and put it on the sandwich as a gag gift. Get it? A gag? No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, that was, you know, kind of spoof on someone. So, this is really bad. Are you ready? You like McDonald's Big Mac. This man found a condom in a Big Mac and he ordered it at McDonald's drive-thru, according to the Daily News. The man sued McDonald's, but the judge dismissed the lawsuit, according to the Morning Call. What's more disturbing is that condoms have repeatedly have been found at McDonald's. And a condom showed up in an order of French fries, according to this. Eat this, not that.
Oh, that's where I dropped my condoms at. My bad. Long story short was, I was hooking up with a couple girls in the McDonald's bathroom. It got a little wild. Some shit had happened. I wanted some fries. I may or may not have lost a couple condoms. I'm sorry, McDonald's. Whatever. Get over it. I'm over it.
Oh, my God. I can't say that. I have so many questions for you after the show. Okay, just so you know.
Hey, I got corona now, so as soon as the show's over, I'm going to bed because, you know, I got corona and I might not be here much longer.
You're going to be around. Don't think
positive. I am positive. I've been staying positive for the last 2 days.
Test me.
I bet you if you test me right now, I'm positive.
You're positive?
I'm positive that my test said I'm positive.
Your positive test says you're positive. You're positive for positive COVID.
There you go. Exactly. Anyways, back to the condoms and the Max.
Okay, I'm confused. Anyways.
No, damn.
I have another one come in. Now, this is funny. Have you ever eaten at Subway?
Yeah. At Subway or on a Subway? Because I've never been on a Subway, but yes, I've ate at Subway.
Subway, the sandwich. Joint.
Ephraim.
I don't mean a joint. I mean sandwich shop. The. Anyways, John Agostini took a bite of a Subway sandwich and discovered a serrated knife between his teeth. According to Eat This, Not That, someone who noticed that a knife ended up in the bread dough and it got baked in there. Thankfully, Agostini bit both his handle of the knife and not the blade. He settled a lawsuit in Subway for $20,000.
I don't blame him on that one, you know. If I bit into something and there's a in there, I'm like, what the hell?
Right? Yeah, I don't understand, like, after getting out of these, like, if you really want to do someone off you don't like, just bake them some bread. Like, put something in it.
Right? Well, you would think, though, with the way Subway's bread is, because they cut it in half, you know, like, down the middle or down the... like cut it in half, right? So you think this the knife had to be baked perfectly either in the top part or the bottom part? Because otherwise they would be out there when they cut it in half.
Yeah. That's just carelessness, though. I mean, if they're putting dough in this thing, and I can see where the knife would stick. It could stick to it, you know?
Right.
I don't know how they take their bread at Subway, but I think it comes in strips, dough strips, and they just lay it in a pan. I mean, if a knife could have been...
How funny would it be if the people that were, like, making the sandwiches and stuff were like, dude, where's that knife at? They're all just disappearing.
Exactly. You know, I do have to say, a few times I went to a Denny's, and I refuse to get this now, but if you get a sandwich, a club sandwich, twice I've gotten the bread twisty tie stuck to the bottom of my sandwich.
Oh, wow.
And I bit it. Twice. Not even once. This is twice this has happened to me. And I'm like, the twist tie, you know, the plastic little clip that goes onto the bread bag that holds, yeah, that was stuck to the bottom of my sandwich. Not once, but twice. But I always
put it
under my sandwich. Right. Yeah. That's crazy, right?
Sorry to change the subject, but I just got tagged in the most random thing on Facebook right now. The tag is, let's plan our positive COVID trip, post-COVID trip 2021. It said, don't cheat. It's one of those things where they just spell your name, like, on the little list, and it tells you, like, you did this or that or whatever, right? All right,
yeah.
Let's see. What did I do? I disappear and reappear drunk wearing a onesie. Okay, I can see me doing that. I can see that happening. I mean, I don't think I would disappear. I would probably just get drunk there. But, you know, I can see me pulling that off.
Yeah. Oh, my. That's too funny. So... wow, I can't even see. Are we doing a full hour tonight, huh?
Right, yeah. We got about 11 minutes left, so.
Wow. Ooh. Well, why don't I tell everyone about
how did Green Friday end up going? Because I think it ended yesterday, didn't it?
No, like it's this coming Friday.
Oh, okay. I thought it was this Friday to this Monday, but it's this coming Friday?
This coming Friday, yeah. Yeah.
Well, people, I thought I already missed Green Friday. Y'all haven't, so Sherry, you want to let them know about Green Friday again?
Yeah.
Kill a couple minutes?
You know, I love to talk. So, yeah, you guys, this coming Friday is Green Friday for us. Our little store called Urban Phenomenon has teamed up with Teen Mill, and every time you buy a shirt, you get a tree planted, which is pretty cool. So you buy a shirt, they plant a tree for you. So it's pretty cool. You know that when you're going to buy one of our shirts that, or hoodies, something is clothing or one of our items, that a tree will be planted with every order. So it's pretty exciting. So if you want to help out, get a tree planted in the name of buying a shirt or any of those items, please visit us at www.urban-phenomenon.tmill.com. Again, that's www.urban-phenomenon.tmill.com. And you go there, check out all of our new items. We have new stuff put up there every day, which is pretty interesting. We have quite a few shirts up there now. If you're looking for
Oh my God. We should make a I Survived COVID shirt.
I can do that.
Yes. I survived the big C.
That's funny. We can do that, though. Is that a problem? Actually, I have two more items that will be going up there tonight. If anyone wants to go check it out. I noticed you're getting a lot of hits on that. There's two shirts people are really into. Dakota, you have a new shirt up there as well. So if you want to check out Dakota's new shirt, please go to our female site and you'll check it out. Yeah, Urban Phenomenon. I'll post it on my Facebook link. Y'all can go there and see what it's about. So, yeah, I didn't really take a few minutes, so.
There you go. And as soon as we get off here, I'm definitely going to check out the site because, you know, I got to get my Christmas shopping started.
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit on there.
I'm going to wait till Friday because I want some trees planted, man. I'm going to plant some trees while I do it, so I'm gonna kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah. Well, you know, I forgot to mention, oh, my goodness, how could I ever forget? Urban Phenomenon also is really interested in reaching out and helping our communities. Through every purchase, you get a free mask to wear. So I thought that was pretty cool, too.
There you go. Yeah, that's pretty awesome, and that's always a good thing nowadays is having a mask. I got like 50 of them.
Do you have that many? Wow.
Let's see.
I think everyone's
like
going
to get like
quick.
I got like
yeah.
five in my car, and then I got like four or five around here. So I got at least 10 to 15 masks. But see, I always buy packs of them because like I see different colors, and I don't like to wear just the same. You know what I mean? Like. If I'm wearing all black, you know, I'm almost some pop to me, so I wear like a pink mask or something. And yes, I have wear a pink mask, people. Get over it.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Well,
I did see these masks a while back, and I had planned on going and getting me some of them, but my plans kind of got dampered for the next couple weeks. But eventually I'm going to get some. I saw at our Walmart out here, they have unicorn masks. It's like the unicorn face on the mask thingy. I totally want one.
Oh, cool. You know, it's pretty neat to see, but I wish they'd come out with this like months ago, is that in the stores for kids, they're starting to add the whole face covering, the whole plastic shield along with the face mask now. I'm like, they should have came
Are
out
they?
With that like a year ago. And
oh,
had
wow.
it locally. Yeah, so if you go to Home Goods, I believe I just got mine in there for, it was like $5 I think, but I got the kids a shield mask with the mask, so the facial shield. Pretty cool.
There you go. Well, we got about 6 minutes left of the show, guys. Shit, I don't know what else we have to talk about, because I already talked about me having Corona. Let's see here, what else? We talked about food and random items we find in it. Oh, yeah, I'm just doing a show recap now at this point. Oh, we talked about me almost dying in 2 weeks. And then we talked about, you know, if you buy our merch, you get trees planted. So, We talked about some masks. Ooh, I got it. Most random topic, Batman. So, what Batman do you like best? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't we?
Sorry, guys. I've been in isolation for 2 days, and I'm about to lose my damn mind already.
I know. It's not like you to just sit around. Like, what are you doing? What have you been doing? You tell
losing
us.
My mind? I've been working on some jokes. I'm going to try to put out a new set in the next few days called Can't Kill the King. So be on the lookout for that one.
Uh-huh.
Besides that, I'm trying to look at the cup half full with the whole situation, and you know, why I'm off for the next few days is relax a little bit and try to get some writing done, you know, things like that. Because I'm really just trying to stay positive, huh? Yeah. And look at the cup half full and the whole thing. So.
Uh huh. I get it. Hey, I do have a question for you.
Oh, go for it.
I know someone who, have you seen, okay, this is a little bit off topic, but have you seen the new phones that have come out? They're called Galaxy Z Fold 2 with 5G. They actually fold like, not from top to bottom, but they fold like a book. I think it's kind of weird.
Like,
I don't know why.
Are those like those squared looking ones?
Yeah, they're square, but they also make them long too. They make them like the size of a regular cell phone, but half the size when they're folded. You know, they're only like 1.5 inches wide.
Right. I've seen the commercial where I had like the little squared looking ones that fold.
Yeah. Well, they have them 2 different ways. There's ones that fold one way, and then there's ones that fold the other. But I don't know why we're getting back into folding phones again. I don't get it, but they're pretty cool again.
You know how, like, years later, everything kind of comes back into style? Do you think, like, 10, 15 years from now, kids are going to want phones that were, like, touch button instead of touch screen?
Right. Yep. Yeah, true. Well, I know the thing is they're coming with a huge price tag. I'm talking almost $2,000. I mean, do you feel that that's way too much for a phone?
Yes. Pay that much for the phone, and then you got to pay like almost a couple hundred for the bill, and then you got it. Yeah.
Much of the car, used car, you know, it's like, come on. They're
right.
Okay, that this is affordable. And you can save up to an extra $100. They've knocked off now. If you go to the new arrival at Samsung.com, you can check this out. They took $1,000 off. So the phone itself is $1,000 now. It was $2,000. Now it's $1,000. The same is affordable. And that you can pay $20.83 a month for 48 months. Is it still worth it?
No. I'm not paying that much for a phone. I'm sorry.
Right.
I mean, I don't really ever talk on the phone to begin with. I do text and, you know, use it for my Facebook and shit like that. But,
right.
Like, for something I don't hardly ever use, I'm not paying that much for. I'm sorry.
Okay. Exactly. And then the funny thing is they have all these added insurances for added peace of mind in case it got broken, cracked, screen repaired. It's $29 extended warranty, okay? And then get a load of this. It's another $12 a month added on to what you're already paying. So it's like $41.66 a month after all that.
Wow. So for them to get back that other $1,000, it would take them less than a year, pretty much, this company. So,
right.
I still wouldn't do it. I mean, it's still not worth it to me to pay that much for a phone because – I drop mine all the time. I get shit on mine all the time. Like, mine right now, the screen's not cracked or nothing like that, but there's chips in the sides and stuff where I've dropped it a bunch of times. So I'm not going to pay $2,000 for a phone that I'm going to end up breaking, even if I do have insurance for it and shit like that. Plus, every time I drop it and break it, I'd have to sit there and get a new phone, wait on that, and then I'd have to sit there and set up my Facebook and everything on it. I mean, it just takes time and effort that I don't really have. So...
Right, exactly. Oh, here we go. When it's open, okay, key feature of this phone is when it's open, it gives you a 7.6-inch tablet-like display.
Okay.
So it's pretty much like a tablet. It's a
7.6-inch. Or you can just go buy a tablet.
For $100 at Walmart, right? I mean, yeah.
Right. And that, you make calls off the tablets, can't you?
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can do that.
Well, if you want a phone that has a tablet-like situation going on it, go to Walmart and buy an actual tablet. Save you a lot of money.
Exactly. All you have to do is download like Facebook Messenger and just call on Messenger to people. Because people it goes to people's cell phones. So,
well, I can text people. Well, I mean, I can text people from my email address and stuff like that. So, I wonder if maybe they can actually call from one of them.
So you can. I think it's odd that my granddaughter, who's only 7, has a tablet and she can make calls on it. So it's kind of like wow. And there's $100 Walmart. Yeah. So.
We got about 20 seconds left of the show, guys. Sherry, it's been awesome as usual. We for sure got to do another show this week. I don't know if you want to tomorrow night or something. I got a lot of free time coming up.
Sure. We can do that.
And just in case we don't, everybody have a safe Thanksgiving, and try not to sneeze on anybody, cough on anybody, or touch any surfaces that may or may not have been coughed or sneezed on. But yeah, like I said, I'm just going to stay positive during all this, and I'll keep everybody updated on it all. And as of now, I have no symptoms, so I'm not going to say, oh, I think I'm in the clear. I just, right now, as of now, I think I'm all right. And, yeah, and I hope everybody else at my work who had tested positive, I hope you guys get a speedy recovery. Everything goes good with you guys. You know, and, yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say about the situation.
And also to you, I want to say a speedy recovery if you do end up getting sick. Our prayers are with you that you don't even get touched by it. And, you know, hope that maybe you are just a carrier and you don't get affected by all the symptoms, because it will be horrible. Do know I'm here for you if you need anything. And also, thanks to all of our listeners. And once again, check out our website, www.urban-phenomenon.tmail.com. And check out all new stuff, because we have some great stuff for gifts. Gifts are hard to find for people, and let me tell you, we got stuff for everyone on there. So, everyone, have yourselves a great night. Dakota, thank you so much for doing the show. Hope we can do it again tomorrow.
I'm totally down, too.
As long as
I don't wake up sneezing or something, I guess. I'm going to be on air going, die on air or something. Ooh, actually, that would be pretty chill. I know we can get a lot of listeners if I do that. Dude, did you guys hear that podcast where that dude died? He was mid-sentence and he just started sneezing and coughing and he farted and he died. Man, I don't know what happened.
No. You're not going to do that. We're not going to let that happen to you, okay?
All right, everybody have a good night, and thank you for listening to our silliness tonight on the night show.
You're definitely sick. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you can tell. I'm totally out of it. I've actually gotten more rest. I've actually gotten more rest today than I have in the past, like, month almost.
Wow. Well, make sure you get more because you're going to need it.
Right. All right, everybody. Y'all have a good night. And like I said, tune in tomorrow night. We'll for sure do another show. And probably won't do one Thanksgiving. We'll, take a day off. But I'm for sure down to do a few shows this week. And,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, have a good night.
All right, guys. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.